It's been over a year since the attacks in Paris, and since then, there's been a lot of talk in France about the country's failure to integrate many first- and second-generation immigrants. One part of the debate is about opening new economic opportunities for large numbers of young French Muslims. It's not a new debate in France, but it's taken on more urgency. Emma Jacobs took a closer look at one effort to improve opportunities by getting more diversity at some of France's elite universities.
This campus of Sciences Politiques, or Sciences Po, is located in an old Jesuit college in the city of Reims. The corridors have stone walls and exposed wooden beams with traces of really old paintings. But Mamadou Sissoko's favorite place on campus is the old library. We have to whisper in here.
It's an old library of Jesuits.
Every inch of the walls is covered in the dark wooden shelves or ornamental carvings.
Did you do your homework here?
Yeah.
The odds were stacked against Sissoko's ever entering this elite university. He was born in Mali and moved to a Paris suburb at age 7. I didn't know what Sciences Po was, he says, until the last year of high school because they didn't talk about it. Sciences Po is one of France's most prestigious universities, the Grandes Écoles. To get in, students normally have to pass a highly competitive entrance exam. But Sissoko came in through an alternative admissions program called CEP. That's an acronym. Instead of taking the test, he did a research project and presented it to a panel. He shows his paper to me. It's on the Chinese stock market crisis that took place not long ago. This alternative path is open to students like Sissoko, who come from 106 high schools located in disadvantaged neighborhoods.
Oui, le programme il est né d'un premier constat.
Hakim Alouche, who runs CEP at Sciences Po, says it was born out of the observation that low-income students were underrepresented at France's most selective universities. CEP was also inspired by American-style affirmative action. But the Sciences Po version is different because in France, singling out one ethnic or racial group is considered un-French.
In the French Constitution, it's written that there shouldn't be any kind of discrimination on the basis of race, ethnicity. That's the idea that even positive discrimination is a form of discrimination.
Agnès Van Zanten is a sociologist at Sciences Po who studies education and inequality. She says there was some language early on the CEP webpage about achieving racial and ethnic diversity, but not for long.
Very rapidly disappear from the website. I think the idea was not to put too much emphasis on affirmative action. It would have given way to a very heated debate.
So they created this program based on geography. There was plenty of opposition at the start. Some people said it would devalue a Sciences Po diploma by lowering entry standards. Hakim Alouche was actually a member of the first CEP class. This is a video of him as a student taking part in a debate on French TV with another student, Laurent Manjol, who opposed CEP, and actually called the program dangerous.
Et dangereuse, dangereuse à plusieurs égards, et principalement parce qu'elle introduit...
Because, he said, it introduced quotas to French higher education, contrary to all French tradition. There actually aren't quotas, and the program is now much more well-established. Around 1,600 students have been admitted since 2001.
L'idée, c'est rentré dans les mentalités, en fait, le fait que...
Current CEP student Cyrine Bidjou thinks it's part of the mentality now, the fact that Sciences Po opens its doors to students from working-class neighborhoods. She says she much prefers this model to affirmative action because she thinks it's less stigmatizing and more effective in reaching disadvantaged students. But critics say it's complicated. Even though it actually has made Sciences Po more ethnically diverse, CEP tends to favor the higher-income students in these disadvantaged high schools. This is sociologist Van Zanten.
We have observed that the people who have been profiting from the policy are not necessarily those more in need. 40% more or less of students who come from Sciences Po through these partnerships are not from lower class backgrounds.
She thinks it's great to try to diversify elite institutions, but she also worries that educational policies in France are increasingly focused on rescuing the best students from poor neighborhoods, rather than trying to help them all. As CEP student Mamadou Sissoko points out, there's more to be done to expand opportunities for other friends from his old neighborhood. We've shown the world that we can succeed, he says, but also that there are others behind us. We need to do more to help even more people. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.